looks like me.
Seven after the hour, we approach January 2012 here on the Good Day program. The crowd pleaser is Chef Louis DeAngelis in the focus in this hour of our Good Day program, talking about food, making food, some of the influences of food, where to go to get good vittles. Remember they used to use that term?
Vittles.
We need good luck food today, right? Because don't you have to eat certain things to have a good year?
Do you? I don't know. I know about that.
Like black-eyed peas, pickled herring is one. Oh, my grandparents used to eat every year. Yuck.
Red beans and rice.
Red beans and rice, another one.
Throw a quarter into it while it's cooking. Whoever gets the quarter or the dime is going to be lucky all year.
What? Give me that again. What happens?
It's a Hispanic tradition here in South Florida. They throw a dime or a nickel into the red beans and rice, and whoever gets that in their serving is going to be rich all year.
And what do they do? Do they prepare it, like clean it before they throw it in, or just throw it in?
Well, let's hope so. It either means you're going to be rich all year, or you're going to have your caps redone if you buy it.
And whoever gets grandma's fingernail also is going to have a terrible year.
All right, so Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. He's our expert when it comes to preparing food. We have all kinds of experts when it comes to health and food. Certainly, I haven't put you and, I don't think I have. Have I put you and Phil Lempert together yet?
No, not yet.
On the air? All right, so we ought to do that, because every day we have something from our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert. He has suggestions in his blog at DougStephan.com today about buying food for the New Year's celebration. Louis wants to, and we'll spend some time on this later on in the hour, food predictions and trends. Hopefully you'll be more accurate with your ones for 2012 than you were for 2011. But we'll review those. But first, let's talk about preparing food. If you look at the list of things that Phil has up on the site at DougStephan.com, the kinds of foods that are around are being prepared. I just took a wild stab looking at some of the menus for restaurants where I have been this past 10 days, because this time of year we all eat out more than normally. And so I've seen a lot of pesto on restaurant. I was in a place called, what is it? The Country Garden is a new restaurant on Beverly here in Los Angeles. Jennifer, you'd probably like it.
Yeah, I've been to its cousin, the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
Yeah, as a distant cousin. A lot of pesto on the, that you can be sure there's going to be a lot of pesto on the menu at the Olive Garden. But also I have seen okra and gnocchi. How do you pronounce gnocchi? G-N-O-N-O-C-H-I, gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
Yes. Gnocchi.
Yeah. Capers.
Yes.
Hard-boiled eggs, a lot of tuna. Yesterday, there's a little place, Jay Kumar, who's on this program in this hour on Thursdays, took me over to the Earth. It's URTH. It's a little restaurant in Santa Monica, and I had a portobello panini that was really, really good. I've noticed that these paninis, which is a grilled sandwich that was probably started, I think you tell me if this is true or not, it seems to have revived the interest because of Panera Bread. Is that true, do you think, that restaurant Panera Bread?
I think they helped promote it a lot, but for the most part, I mean, anywhere in Italy, every street corner, I mean, that is...
So it's an Italian thing. Would you find it at the Macaroni Grill? Well, that kind of, I've never been. I've never, as many ads as I've heard Charlie Tuna do for Romano's Macaroni Grill, I have never, and they're
you
all
you would actually like it there because
would
you can
I?
Make your own pasta. They give you a whole list of ingredients.
Really?
You can just check off what you want. That's the
all
best
right.
thing there.
Okay, because that's a restaurant I see in the airports. It's in Chicago Airport, I know, but there are a lot of them out here. I don't see, they're not on the East Coast. Really, but they're apparently Midwest and West Coast. Is that true, Louis? Do you have them down in Florida?
We see them in Tampa all the time.
You
know, there's a few there, and I have to plead ignorance on this one because I'm not one to go into too many Italian restaurants.
Yeah.
Because I find myself being too critical.
Right. Well, I mean, this has got to be, though, a family kind. It's like Olive Garden. It has to be.
Yeah.
Or TGI Fridays or, you know, that kind
I'm
of.
I'm thinking it is packaged food to me.
Yeah.
It's a little nicer because they have opera singers that are the waiters.
Or do they?
Yeah.
Right. So I'm enchanted morning.
Your bill is
I'll eat your
breakfast. Please don't forget my tip.
All right. So, having said all of that, what should people be thinking about if they're going to have a large crowd for a New Year's Eve party or New Year's Day? It is different than Christmas, different than Thanksgiving, but how so, Louis?
Well, you know, because there's such a mix between eating and drinking, and it is party, that to me it's more of a buffet style than a sit-down style.
Ah.
Okay, and so you're going to want to make it easy. And you want to stretch the food out also. And you want to have it so that the food is constantly there so that people that are over having a few drinks can eat some and drive home still. You know, the food will counteract all the alcohol. So I like a ham for a dinner like this.
Ham.
But if you put a big ham out, you got a real problem because somebody has to carve it, and it's almost like a sit-down dish you have to have. So I cut the ham ahead of time. I put it on my slicer, and I cut slices before I even cook it. And I make a little ham stuffing. I stuff each slice of ham, fold it over, stuffed, and bake a whole dish of it like that.
Really?
Yeah, so
what's in the stuffing? What do you use for stuffing in a ham? Roll? So it's like a taco, I suppose, in a sense, or a wrap.
The shell would be the ham instead. So it's easier. Yeah. It's not like they have to sit down and use a fork and a knife. I mean, they can cut it easily with a fork. It's almost a finger food. I mean, almost. I mean, depending on the size of your finger.
Now, I would think you'd be able to do that, Jennifer. You love to cook.
Absolutely. Like, so what's the stuffing, though? Because I am curious about that.
I make a vegetable stuffing all the time. And I like to take fresh breadcrumbs. You know, I'll make cube bread, you know, any leftover breads, toast it up. Start with that. And I like to add mushrooms, all my seasonings, and some extra vegetables. Because this way you don't have to have different vegetable dishes out. And I'll throw either a nice ratatouille or some squash, some eggplant, all cubed up, seared nice, throw it right in the mix, a couple of eggs, some cheese, some Parmesan cheese, or some non-smoked provolone cubes. Make my stuffing with that. And then it's just so nice.
Sounds good.
And it's easy. They take a whole slice. It's a thin slice. It's stuffed. You got your vegetables. You got your bread. You got your meat, all in one shot. And it's so much easier to eat that way, and it's more inducive.
Would you recommend soup for a New Year's gathering? Soup is one of my favorites. I try to have soup every day. Do you recommend that at this juncture for this kind of a party or a meal?
I love a French onion soup at midnight. That's a great late night
snack. Oh, that's yummy.
But the problem with it is you usually have a lot of people, and they're not sitting down or walking around watching television. And when you put out cups of soup, inevitably half of it's going to end up on the floor.
Chili, I think, works better if you want to do something soupy.
Chili.
Yeah.
Chili, don't you think? Like
absolutely.
A nice, you just have a pot of chili that's always going. People are going to take what they want.
Great
yeah.
idea. Yeah. You know, because the soup does tend to get a little sloppy on you, and you don't want to have that much of a mess. And I'm looking at it strictly from that angle. But onion soup originally came from in Paris the late night theater goers, and the restaurants wanted to have something to be able to serve on the run. So they came up with the leftover beef broth of the day, a bunch of onions, and there it is. There's your onion soup. So it's a great late night treat. It's light, it's tasty, but when you have a big party, be real careful of any hot liquids.
Madam, I'll have the crowd pleaser, please.
Yes.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is the chef of note here on the Good Day program, and he's a crowd pleaser. We're going to talk about some of his predictions later on this hour in the area of food for this next year. Right now, though, I'm going to predict something for the next year. I'm going to predict that more and more and more of you will go online to organicattitude.com, use the radio code Good Day, and order beauty expert David Pollack's Fountain of Youth. I'm told there are exciting new things in development for 2012. Right now, what could be more exciting than having your face with a beautiful 10-year younger look? Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. I know that for sure. Some of the people that I think are beautiful, somebody else might not think are beautiful, but I'll tell you one thing. We pretty much can all agree on faces. And fine lines or deep wrinkles are not as attractive. Yeah, you can say they're character lines, but you know and I know that you want to have your face as firm and as free of wrinkles as possible, and that's what the Fountain of Youth does. Increases your skin hydration by 90%, reduces wrinkles by 63%, and you can prove that with the picture. I've been advising this since I started talking about the Fountain of Youth. Take a picture just before you start the treatment. Then start using Fountain of Youth a couple times a day. It's a non-oily, not a greasy substance, has no odor. You put it on your hands, put it on your face, and watch it do its thing, because you'll take pictures after a couple of weeks and then more pictures a couple of weeks later. It's one of those great awakenings that you'll experience by trying this free product. Yes, I said free. You'll go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day. That'll entitle you to a free bottle of the Fountain of Youth. That's how you'll know it works, because these people that have put this together are so sure this is wonderful, and you'll know it's wonderful by using it. They give you the first bottle free, kind of to hook you. Yes, that's how it works. They want to hook you, and then you'll buy more of it. Duh, that's how it works. So for a little shipping and handling fee, bingo, Fountain of Youth is yours to try. Organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day.
This holiday, Chevy's giving more. Get more savings on your favorite 2012 Chevy vehicles, like the fuel-efficient EPA-estimated 42-mile-per-gallon Cruise Eco, or Traverse that seats up to 8 passengers, not to mention the truck that gets things done, Silverado. Hurry in and get the best savings of the season before January 3rd.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This holiday season, don't just give stuff. The American Red Cross encourages you to give the gift of hope, help, and compassion when it's needed most. Do something that means something. Visit redcross.org today.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, and we're looking at some of the dishes that one might describe as craveable. That's a good word, craveable, for the New Year's Eve party that you're going to have or go to. And so just some suggestions. And maybe you're going to a restaurant. Some people do. They go, have they hire a room in a restaurant, right? And they have designated
big
drivers.
Night, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for that sort of thing. I would think this is a good time of year to be in the restaurant business. Louis, you've been fixing restaurants all over the Southeast all of your life. Is it a busy time for restaurants?
Well, you know, one of my predictions for next year is about the restaurant industry. And I think that the big chains are going to, they've been getting hurt as 2011 has been going through.
Yeah.
And I started a gentleman off in a business last year that, when I describe it to you, you won't believe it, non-bricks-and-mortar online dinner.
All right, describe it in full detail, and then we'll look at the predictions you have for 2012. That's coming up on Good Day.
Hey. after work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping, and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Of the day today is a Brazilian man who came to the hospital because he had a problem with his ear, and unfortunately he didn't get his ear fixed. He got a vasectomy instead. He went into the vasectomy room instead of the ear room. When they called out his name, he couldn't.
Can you imagine that when he was done?
You did what?
Why did you do that?
The message may not move me, or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say, I think the mamas and
I dig them. We're digging. You're digging the Duggar. When I was at disc jockey, I was digging the Duggar, or somebody was digging the Duggar. We're doing our birthdays now. It's Friday the 30th of December, so on the list to start it out is a gentleman whose name is Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary. We remember this song, I Dig Rock and Roll, but, I mean, how many songs can you name from Peter, Paul, and Mary? Blowing in the Wind, Puff the Magic Dragon, Leaving on a Jet Plane, the list goes on and on. Stuckey had, without Peter, Paul, and Mary, on his own, he did the Wedding Song. Remember that, Jennifer?
I do.
I think that's a great, great song, great piece of music. So happy birthday to Paul Stuckey, born in the state 1937, making him 74 years of age. Happy birthday to Russ Tamblyn, an actor who was in Twin Peaks, the last movie, How the West Was Won, West Side Story. He was a heartthrob in the 50s and early 60s. And not in movies anymore because he was born in the state in 1934. Happy birthday to Sandy Koufax, who is a Baseball Hall of Famer, pitched for Brooklyn.
And the Dodgers. The
L.A. Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Broadcaster, I think, still with NBC, if I'm not mistaken.
I love Sandy Koufax.
Yeah, so happy birthday to him. Michael Nesmith is next. There's so many great Monkey songs. Good heavens. How could you not love the Monkees? He wrote A Different Drummer. He formed the first national band, had a song called Joanne, but is best known as one of the Monkees. Born in the state in 1942, won Grammys. There's 69 years between him and his birth. So, and also on the same day, another one of the Monkees has a birthday. Davy Jones is 66. This is my favorite Monkey song. Crank this up, Mike, will you please? Spent a lot of time on Broadway in shows like Godspell, but this song, my God, this gets right to the core of my being. Crank it up, Mike.
Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good times start and then, without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really
need? Got a goose pimple here and there.
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to us?
Oh, great song.
All right.
I guess we can
we'll say happy birthday to both the members. What are the chances of two members of a four-member group having the same birthdays? That's kind of cool. All right. We have Patti Smith. Not to be confused with the boss's wife, Patti Smythe. Isn't that her name?
Smythe. Yeah.
This lady made it on her own. She's 65 today, which shocks me. I don't know why, but it just shocks me. This woman is that old. Actor Fred Ward, born in the state, 1942, was in the Tremors series, Naked Gun series. Let's see here. Henry, this guy has been in a lot of, you recognize his face, a good character, good solid character actor. Was in Silkwood, The Right Stuff, Escape from Alcatraz. He's been in, I'll bet you, 200 movies if he's been in one. Fred Ward, his birthday is today. Happy birthday. Let's see. Next on the list is Jeff Lynn from ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra. Living Thing, Telephone Line, Evil Woman, Hold On Tight, Calling America. He wrote Mr. Blue Sky and Last Train to London. I think that's their signature song. We always come up with these, Don't Bring Me Down. Okay, that's not a bad song. But the real song is Mr. Blue Sky. And the orchestral stuff in there, Jennifer, is incomparable in my mind. So Jeff Lynn, born this day, 1947. He's 64 today. Susie Bogus.
Oh, Bogus. I love her.
Bogus? I have the slightest idea who she is.
This is a great song.
Hey, Cinderella. She's 55 today.
Tells you not to buy into those darn fairy tales.
Cheryl Lee Ralph, an actress. You'd recognize her if you
Absolutely.
Saw her from Sister Act 2, The Distinguished Gentleman, The Mighty Quinn, codenamed Foxfire, It's a Living, Designing Women. She was on that show. Born in the state, 1956. So happy birthday to Cheryl Lynn Ralph. Matt Lauer's birthday is today. Born in the state, 1957. So that would make him, 54? 54.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Today's show.
Q54.
Right. Ben Johnson, the steroid user, track and field guy. And Tracy Ullman's birthday is today. She's 52.
Oh, she's funny.
Yeah. All right. So there we go.
With the new year comes resolutions. When we resolve to stop snacking and slacking. Resolve to start reading and running. This year, resolve to help someone else, too. Resolve to support the American Red Cross. Because the Red Cross provides hope, help, and compassion, not only during disasters, but every day. Resolve to do something.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, last show of 2011, last regular show, we have our weekend Good Day program, which is all about advice and help in the area of food and health. Speaking of food, we have a healthy advocate right here, Chef Louis DeAngelis, is the chief chef. I just had a handful of chocolate-covered edamame.
Such a yuppie.
Which you would get nowhere else but Southern California.
Nope.
Where else would you find? Have you ever seen, Louis, chocolate-covered edamame?
Local grocery store.
You have it in a local grocery store there?
Yeah, Sweet Bite.
I never saw it before in my life.
They have one whole section of just wild foods.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. So, Doug's criminal phone is ringing.
Yeah, right.
To go find a life of crime.
That's the bat phone from the farm. All right. So earlier today, Chef Louis, you may have heard this. I don't know whether you heard Dr. Ken talking about a story that comes about as a result of a study of men in Iceland. Now, I don't know who in the world or why in the world they'd be doing this, but they're studying men who drank a lot of pasteurized milk in their teen years, and supposedly they're three times as likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer than those who drank moderate milk. However, to make sure you understand, and this is the caveat, this is always, we throw in this as an added measure, the information that we have is that the milk was processed and not raw. Because in processed milk, a lot of the nutrients are taken out. As a matter of fact, a lot of the good things that are in, you wouldn't, the reason that people get prostate cancer is because they have too much fat in their system. And drinking pasteurized milk enhances the essence of the fat globules getting into your system, because not only is milk pasteurized, but it's homogenized. That breaks up the fat globules so that they can be digested into your system. Drinking milk that's been pasteurized and homogenized is probably, if it's whole milk, one of the worst things you can do. Eating too much steak, having too much fat in your system will cause prostate cancer. You will not get that from raw milk, because raw milk's fat globules are not broken down. They stay whole. Your system can't digest them. So when you drink milk that's whole, raw milk, it takes the goodness, the nutrition, all the essence of the minerals, the real value of milk. It's like a piece of steak or anything else, like a piece of fish that you put in your body. Your body is not going to, you're not going to have little pieces of fish floating around in your bloodstream. Your digestive process, which is, by the way, another tribute to the force or infinite intelligence, how that works is just so amazing. So you digest from the food, you take out its nutrients, and what's left you eliminate from your body. And that's what happens with raw milk. So I don't want to make too much out of this, but I thought it was interesting. And from your perspective, Louis, how many things, we're going to look ahead now to 2012, how many things are going to come into the fore or not because there is dairy in them? Dairy is something that a lot of people misunderstand. So is dairy less important, more important, or just the same as it always has been in terms of coming up with new ideas, new food directions for the new year?
Well, I think dairy is extremely important because one of my predictions, and by the way, when you talk about pasteurized milk, there's and I know you know this more than anybody, but there's pasteurized and then there's ultra-pasteurized.
Yeah.
Now, ultra-pasteurized goes up to, what, 280 degrees for 2 seconds?
Well, that's what the big source, thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
The old pasteurization process, which we had as kids, there would be a 185-gallon vat, and the milk in it would get cooked to a point where the bacteria would be cooked out of the milk, but that's all. The flavor stays in, the ingredients, the basic tenets of its value stay. What they do now with the system that Louis is describing, they put about 40,000 gallons. I know this is because this is what they do in the plant where my excess milk is taken. They put it in a big vat, 40,000 gallons, and they microwave it. They shoot it with a laser to kill everything that's in it, but they do it hot and fast.
Yep.
Which is how some people like their women, but it doesn't work for milk. So
and they don't even have to label it ultra-pasteurized.
No, they don't have to label it at all, just as pasteurization.
Yeah, and that's just colored water at that.
That's all it is colored water. Yep,
yeah.
Nothing of value to it at all. They're charging you $5 a gallon for water. How much do you pay for water? If you buy a gallon of water, what does it cost? If you're buying filtered water or something in the store?
$1.50.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you're buying white water for $5. Congratulations to you. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, what do we have to expect?
I think the food trend that's coming is we've gone through it all with microbreweries, home winemaking, is home cheese making. And there's cheese kits out there, but the whole trick is, and every kid tells you, you got to have good milk.
Yeah.
And that is one of the major things coming this way, and people are going to start doing that. And I'll tell you what.
Now, you're not just saying this because I sell raw milk.
And cheese.
And cheese.
There it is.
I mean, there are. But since we just started selling cheese 3 weeks ago, and our milk volume, that is the raw milk volume, and the number of people in the store has doubled because people want these cheeses. It's amazing how many people are. And they're coming from afar. It was before we get most of the circulation in the store from the big city. And now people are coming from 45 miles in any direction, maybe further than that, just to buy these little squares of cheese that are made there on the farm.
Absolutely amazing, and that's where it's going to. And I'll tell you something else that's reflective of. All of the cookbooks that have been sold, all the celebrity cookbooks that are out there, the book that's catching on strongest in 2011 was the Farmer's Almanac Cookbook.
Really?
And what it tells me is next year, back to basics. The economy says you're short on money, you want to stretch out your budget, here's a great stew for you. Here's a great home recipe. And that is the direction that we're headed to. A lot of home cooking, a lot of basic home comfort foods. And people want to learn how to do them again. And that book is on fire.
You know, the other interesting thing that I see here, we're not going to stop people from going out to get fast food. But there has been a realization, whether it's real or not. I mean, I every once in a while in my younger days would stop at Wendy's. I used to think that they had decent stuff for what they were. I wouldn't go to McDonald's and didn't go to Burger King. But apparently Wendy's is poised to pass Burger King in sales. McDonald's is going to be number one. There are like 14,000 McDonald's stores in America. Burger King's got half that many. Wendy's has about 1,000 less. But more people are buying more product in Wendy's
Right.
The stores sell more because people buy more because they perceive it to be better, whether that's true or not. You can tell us whether you think. Is that a trend as well?
That's a trend that was predicted early in 2011. It's called healthy indulgence.
Uh-huh.
And that's why you see all of the soups coming out with sea salt. Where you see that they, and Wendy's
right.
menu is boasting fresh.
And the potato chips that are sea salt, not regular salt.
Right, and Wendy's fries are now sea salt. They're fresh, natural potato slices with sea salt and nothing yeah. else. And this is what the restaurateurs are trying to push us into, saying that if it's healthy, you can go ahead and indulge yourself in it.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh salads. You know, meantime, one of their salads is 800 calories. We don't stop to think of that, but because it's fresh, we think that it's healthy, and we do healthy indulgence. And that's a big trend that's winding up now, and it's going to get stronger in 2012.
Yep. All right, so what else now? You said to us that your food trend predictions that you made for us last year this time were not correct, so why would we care about your...
No, the ones I didn't make these predictions. These are from...
Oh!
No, these are the ones that I've saved from last year from Food Channel and from Epicurious.
All right.
And
okay, so you want to go through a list of them for us?
Well, I'll give you a couple of crazy ones. One was vegetable ash. And believe it or not, there's a chef out in Chicago, the Alina restaurant, that takes vegetables, grills them, and then bakes them down into a charred mess and then turns the ashes into sauces. And Food Channel had said, this is going to be the up-and-coming trend. Well, everybody's standing there saying, what? Well, that's how strong the trend was. Nobody's ever heard of it, and it died off as soon as it started. And they were behind it. They also, there's a cookbook author, Laura Calder, very big author, very strong, predicted that olive oil was going to be out of the question this year, that it's going to be replaced by other nut oils. Well, olive oil is still king, and it'll continue to be king.
Well, because they're most healthy. Are nut oils?
Yeah.
What would be a good, you're talking about safflower nuts and that kind of
walnut,
stuff?
Walnut, almond. Good oils, but way too expensive, and they just don't have the flavor that olive oil gives.
I can't. An almond oil? I've never even heard of almond
yeah,
oil.
Yeah, it's out there.
Sounds good, though.
Oh, it's very good, but it's just not what it's supposed to be. And then Pepsi had another great idea. They were going to do what they call drinkable snacks. And they put a lot of time and money into this. And they wanted to drinkify your snacks and snackify your drinks. And if you look in the grocery stores, and that's how I count a trend, stop in the grocery stores and see how much shelf space is dedicated to things like the yogurt drinks, to the Bolt Farm vegetable drinks. And it's just still very tiny. Never took off.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you my prediction, another one of my predictions for 2012, is you're going to see the vegetable cans on your grocery shelf change shape. And they're going to go from 15 ounces to 12 to 13 ounces.
Because?
They're going to keep the price at what it is and give you less food.
Okay. But understanding that you ought not to buy anything in a can, no matter what, because they cook it now in a can.
Right.
And the metal ingredients, the metallurgy
exactly.
of the can gets altered so that it's extraordinarily unhealthy for you to take anything that's in a can and put it in your body. You're nuts to buy anything in a can.
And that brings me to one more prediction. And we see it here in Florida already. A lot of the canned goods you buy because you don't get them locally. Bok choy, walnuts, artichokes. All of a sudden, you're going to find local growers growing global foods. We're doing it here in Florida, and you're going to see it in California.
What would be an example in Florida?
All of a sudden, now they're growing artichokes like crazy here,
yeah.
figs. We've even got a strain of apple trees and peach trees that grow here, so it'll all be local.
Uh-huh.
And they're growing bok choy, they're growing rob.
Are these in place of orange groves? That may have had a problem because of a frost here and there?
Well, the problem with the orange groves is half of them, they just can't compete anymore with South America.
Yeah.
You know, Tropicana, there's not one drop of American juice in Tropicana or any of them. The only American oranges in the juices right now is Florida's Natural, it's called. That's a co-op.
Really?
And that's so small. Everything else is South American owned. And it's just cheaper for them to produce the juices like that.
What does that tell you about? So do they actually produce the juices, and they put them on a tanker and bring them over here, and then they load them off onto the trucks, and the trucks haul them all over the country?
Yeah. And now we're at a loss of orange oil because of that. which is a very good commodity, and orange skins, which, you know, the peels, which is great for the livestock.
Yeah, it is. I'm feeding apple sap to my cows, and they're doing very well on it. So a good smell. And it's
okay,
very
what's
good.
Apple sap?
It's what's left.
Fermented.
Well, it's what's left over in the process of making apple cider. We have a very large outfit, the third largest in New England. That's not far away. And they bring, they have their own source of apples on their own farms, but they also are bringing apples in from everywhere. And so they squeeze the apples to get the juice out, and what's left, they put
so
in
the truck.
So
it's kind of the pulpy stuff.
Right.
Like the must in wine.
Yeah.
Making.
And we bring it to, we bring them in, and the cows are loving it. And
when it ferments a little bit, it makes them happy.
Yeah, it does. Chef Louis DeAngelo is making us happy with some of the ideas that we all may be following food predictions for 2012 here on Good Day.
Looking for a beauty boost to help add the finishing touches to your look this holiday season? Editor-in-chief of BeautyBlitz.com, Polly Blitzer.
Nothing says holiday more than one coat of red lipstick. And if you're going to wear that red lipstick, it's more important than ever to make sure your smile is white and dazzling.
Blitzer says she loves using the award-winning Crest 3D White to make her smile shine.
It can be confusing to know which products to choose and which ones will really transform your smile. Start with Crest 3D White Professional Effects White Strips, because the secret to a brilliantly whiter smile is definitely in the strips. These white strips provide the whitening power you would expect from a dentist and actually get below the enamel surface to remove up to 14 years of deeply set in stains. Help maintain your newly white smile with the Crest 3D White Vivid Toothpaste, which contains a patented dual silica system that helps to gently polish away any surface stains.
Blitzer says why wait a week when you can get results in just one day when you use these products along with the rest of the 3D White collection. This holiday season, transform your look and your smile and watch heads turn.
All right, well, 48 minutes past the hour. Text 7, good day. Hi, Louie. It's a New Year's celebration.
It is. Excuse me, just off our chair.
It was kind of scary because we heard that phone, the bat phone, ringing again with Doug.
Ding, ding,
and then
ding,
he disappeared on us. The craziness.
All right. So, meanwhile, to sort of wrap this up, and looking at the idea that people do what they do for New Year's, this is sort of a general statement. Many of you enjoy a couple of drinks. Okay, you go dancing, you order food, maybe you shop online. This is something that is new this year, and we had the story at DougStephan.com, so I thought I would underscore
drunk shopping.
People, and I wonder how many people, here's somebody who says, I was drunk and I bought this thing. It was a phone cover. I forgot about it. It showed up from Amazon. But shopping under the influence, certainly the big high-end retailers, wines, cheese, foods, as a matter of fact, are the most popular on Internet sales. And they are mostly, at this time of year, ordered by alcohol-induced people.
You've done sitcoms about this.
Here's a guy who spent $10,000 buying things online when he was in the town. He bought a very expensive case of wine for $10,000 while he was drunk. Here's somebody
Watch
else
out for
that
eBay.
Bought.
Oof.
He bought some beer that apparently was fake beer. It was supposed to be some kind of really special beer, and it turned out to be a fake. So maybe this is a word to the wise. If you're inebriated over the weekend, make sure that you have your cell phone hidden away someplace.
Use a breathalyzer on your computer.
Shut your computer off, unplug it, and make sure you can't turn it on. Because otherwise, you'll be buying things, you'll be shopping. I mean, I could see somebody at a party, hey, let's go over to the computer and turn it on. Let's buy some stuff.
That's what I do when I'm at a party.
Buy some stuff. All right. So anyway, word to the wise is efficient. Lots of good advice. We can share some of the advice on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/good day. Chef Louis DeAngelo, I'll predict one thing for this next year. And the prediction will be that it will be a good year for Louis, and we'll have him here every week at this time to give you the information that you need to know and kind of, in a sense, give you a heads up, because there are a lot of things that seem simple, good ideas that you may not have thought of, and that's where Louis is good. Simple, basic, bottom line stuff. That's what I would like him here on a good day. For everybody that's associated with our program, we wish you a happy new year. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On the last weekday of 2011, a look back at a year filled with news. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We're almost there. The new year arrives this Sunday, and on this last weekday of the year, we thought this would be the time to look back on the year gone by. So much happened, tragedy and triumph. Here now are some of the newsmakers and some of what we'll all remember from 2011.
Okay, and there's other people that are injured. There's multiple people shot.
I want to get back to work. Representing Arizona.
I was just informed that our president has finally released a birth certificate.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness. We got better stuff to do.
I, William Arthur Philip Louis.
I, William Arthur Philip Louis.
Take thee, Catherine Elizabeth.
Take thee, Catherine Elizabeth.
To my way to die.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
The water's come up so high we couldn't get our stuff out. There's like 300 people that lost their whole house.
This mission represents the power of teamwork, commitment, and exploration. It is in the DNA of our great country to reach for the stars and explore.
I don't think I've quite seen anything like this before in my life. This is pretty devastating. I would say probably 75% of this town is virtually gone.
I had hoped to be able to continue the work that the citizens of my district elected me to do. Unfortunately, the distraction that I have created has made that impossible.
As to the charge of first-degree murder, verdict as to count one, we, the jury, find the defendant not guilty.
What we had was a significant gust of wind that caused this tragic event to occur.
The aftermath is really going to be a concern about the rest of the state where we have some significant flooding.
As some of you may know, about 5 months ago, I had a liver transplant.
This marks the end of a long and painful chapter for the people of Libya.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Conrad Robert Murray,
guilty.
Joe Paterno is no longer the head football coach, effective immediately.
The president doesn't want to have to be confronted with priorities in spending because he has a lot of chutzpah.
Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
It's 999.
Duh. Winning.
But was it truly a winning year? Depends on how you look at it. Just many of the people, moments, and events of 2011 that will stay with us for some time to come. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, J.D. Davis for Snow Country. Brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont. America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains. Resort living with award-winning children's programs. Family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. It's New Year's weekend. A lot of fun, celebration, fireworks, torchlight parades, but most importantly, some colder temperatures for the east. That is providing more snowmaking and more trails opening up. Smuggler's Notch in northern Vermont ready to go now on 20 runs, including runs coming off the Madonna 1 Mountain. They've got more terrain opening up thanks to 10 inches of new snow they picked up in the middle of this week. Jay Peak nearby picking up some fresh snow themselves. They have a New Year's Eve celebration with fireworks and 14 runs at Jay Peak. Wachusett in eastern Massachusetts with about 9 trails. They'll ride into the nighttime. Hunter in the Catskills of New York with a couple of dozen runs. Over half of their trails open already. Big Boulder in the Poconos with 9 trails. Now to Colorado where Winter Park is ready to ride on 67 runs. Softer patch powder there. The same for Telluride with up over 70 trails. Get lift ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, heading into the final trading day of the year, the stock market was up yesterday. The Dow gaining 136 points, closing at 12,287. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Crude oil up 29 cents a barrel, finishing at $99.65. Just like magic, Samoa and those who live on those islands in the Pacific made an entire day disappear. They went to sleep last night, Thursday night, the 29th, and wake up this morning, Saturday, the 31st. December 30th, removed from the calendar as Samoa moves to the west of the international dateline. This means they will be among the first to welcome 2012 instead of the very last. And to add a little more confusion, it is still Friday, however, in American Samoa, which stays to the east of the dateline. And finally, it seems like everything is set for New Year's Eve. All right, put those noisemakers away. It's not time yet. In the Big Apple, everything in place for the big ball drop in Times Square this weekend, which will include 2,000 pounds of confetti raining down on a crowd expected to top 1 million. They actually tested out the confetti yesterday. Lori Raimondo of the Times Square Alliance said there is actually some strategy employed when tossing that confetti.
You can't just take a clump and throw it down. You actually have to fluff it with your hands ahead of time so that it's not clingy.
You know, some people are like that. You have to fluff them up with your hands so they're not clingy. I'm a lot like that. As we welcome in 2012, have a safe, happy, and very healthy new year. And, of course, we'll see you next year. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
The year is quickly coming to a close. So now's the time to prepare for the new one. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this week to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real deals for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Coupon good through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.